We are the People Mobility Alliance, linking mobility and people.
Welcome to the Global People Mobility Podcast by the People Mobility Alliance, where we explore the latest trends in global mobility, people management, mindset, and leadership. I'm your host, Stefan Rehmhoff, and our guest today is Alicia Patti. Join us as we discuss the topic of belonging without borders, the hidden costs of cultural shock, and the rise of cultural navigators. Well, Alicia, nice to have you here.
Let's start
with a story. So who are you and what's your role?
Yeah, well, my name is Alicia Patti. I'm the CEO and founder of Authentigrate, and we just want to turn global transitions into powerful new beginnings for people who are moving to new countries and or new cultures.
Interesting, yeah. So, yeah, let's maybe start with a story. Can you maybe share the most traumatic culture shock moment you've witnessed in your career, and what happened and how did it change your perspective on international assignments and maybe on your professional career?
Absolutely. It was, you know, in 2013, I relocated to Norway with my husband, and it was prior to Authentigrate and prior to me looking to do what I'm doing today. It was a story I heard of a person who, from one of the Scandinavian countries, who sent their child to university in America. And that young adult, you know, was of mixed, you know, they were from both countries. Their parents represented both countries, had nationality in both countries. Yeah. I remember, you know, they were thinking everything would be fine. You know, she kind of grew up going back and forth. But when she went to school, she ended up having a psychotic break, actually. And this was, again, prior to me knowing anything. And I remember her returning to the country. And I remember the stories that she told resonated with me when I moved to Norway, though I felt like I was very prepared. I was really ready to learn the language and just get going. I found myself not having the words to describe what I was experiencing. And this young lady didn't either. She just, you know, it wasn't that she wasn't smart enough. It wasn't that she didn't enjoy being in the country. It had nothing to do with that. What I found out, I didn't have the words at that time, is what she had experienced was a culture shock, and she was not ready for it. So she ended up prematurely leaving that college and not going back. Her parents, of course, you know, were bewildered and saddened, and it was just a lot of emotion around that.
That's the so-called failed assignment. And that real case leads us to the next question. So we hear a lot about the cost of failed assignments. It's sometimes difficult to estimate. What's the real price tag when culture shock derails an expat, maybe given this practical case? And beyond the obvious relocation costs, what hidden expenses do organizations and maybe also individuals often miss?
Yeah, I love to talk about the invisible costs of failed assignments because it's something that we don't think about. Of course, we think about, like you said, the cost of relocation, the cost of international schools, the cost of language classes, and everything else that comes with it that you can't avoid. When an assignment fails early, not only do you lose those, you know, hard costs, there are some soft costs to it, right?
Yeah.
It's the money that you use to assimilate the person into the country and facing the customer, right? So they've built relationships, you've invested in them and cultural training. And now when they leave, not only does that project stall, because that was probably a project that you hired them for that they fit with very well, right? And so, you know, it's the customers, it's everything that they connected to that costs the company. So usually projects stall and are aborted is from what I've seen. And companies don't really like talking about it. But if you look at the published data right now, it costs about $800,000, about sometimes $1 million, depending on the size of the company. Actually, $1.25 million reported by KPMG in 2023. An assignment